The third stage starts from the cloister of Saints Cosma e Damiano and ends on Fondamenta della Palada. This stage takes 30 minutes. As you leave the cloister, proceed to the nearby Campazzo San Cosmo, which is a lovely open space filled with greenery and trees and flowers, which then leads to the Calle del Pistor, and then you walk back to Fondamenta Santa Eufemia, heading towards the Palanca stop. Keep walking towards the so-called Ponte Piccolo, and as you do this, you go past the Accademia dei Nobili, which used to be a school meant for the education of children of impoverished patricians. These young people would be educated until the age of 20 in arts and science. You keep walking along the street, square, also adorned with flowers and plants. At the next part of the stage will take you to the picturesque Corte dei Cordami. This used to be the hub of a rope making on the island. Here you find a most peculiar row of buildings, each one with a different external chimney at different heights, so that it creates an absolute unique pattern, and it's very enjoyable also for the eye. You can then access from there Corti Grandi, which is a nice and quiet urban space, which has a playground for children, benches to relax, and quite a few trees. It looks almost as if time had stopped on Campo Berlomoni. Now you can walk back to Corti Grandi and cross the Ponte dei Scuoi, which then takes you to Campo Junghans. This is a German name. In fact, there used to be a German watchmaking company, which then eventually turned also to the making of bomb fuses. But when the company left Venice, this building, thanks to the architect Zucchi in 1995, was reconverted into social housing. There is a theatre, all became part of a normal traditional Venetian context, thanks to this architect Zucchi, part of the former Junghans factory, has also been turned into social housing. From Campo Junghans, then you can take Calle del Consacorame, that means the Calle of the Tanners, which leads you to Fondamenta della Palada. And with gardens, and it's really a quite pleasant area, which has been then reclaimed for communal use, such as commercial spaces, there is a theatre. So this old buildings have been transformed in places which attract social life. Then from this Campo Junghans, you take Calle del Consacurame. That's a difficult thing to say, which means is the Tanner's Square, which leads then to Fondamenta della Palada.